The title speaks of painful acceptance, but also of hope. Jill Harrington's account of the search for her daughter is told in journal entries, family letters, poetry, and a refusal to whitewash the awful truth about what happened.
I like very clear speaking and communication. I don't like some of the verbiage around death because it's not clear. You know, Morgan was not, you know, taken away on a pink cloud. Something terrible happened. And to show that was not just my prerogative as a parent, it was my obligation to be the truth teller and the way shower for other young women who may be exposing themselves to risks and sexual assaults.
Harrington had been outspoken from the beginning, relentless in her efforts to keep the investigation moving forward. But after suspect Jesse Matthew was finally charged, nearly 6 years after that agonizing search for her daughter began, Harrington took a step back.
And then once the trial had been completed, I really felt that I was free, finally unleashed, to look at everything again and figure out what had happened and to speak my truth. You know, when you're in the midst of a criminal trial, you really are, for all intents and purposes, you are gagged. You must be silent because you are very concerned that anything you say may impede the prosecution.
Jane Lillian Vance, an artist, was teacher to Morgan Harrington at Virginia Tech in the last spring of her life.
I love what Jill has pointed out, that thank God not many people will have a murdered daughter, but everyone will encounter grief and loss. And when I'm asked, is this book sad? I say, it is not.
Vance became a supporter, a friend, and co-author. She believes Harrington's journey has changed the way we view this awful crime, putting it on the agenda and creating new pathways for communication with police, the families involved, and the public.
I think it's why in the news you hear more about young women who've been abducted. It's why people aren't just carrying torches to burn the monster when a man such as Jesse Matthew is caught. We are grave, we are wounded, but we aren't villagers who've gone mad.
In the book, Vance gives us an intimate look at the moments just after the judge sentenced serial killer Jesse Matthew to life in prison without parole. Matthew had no comment and was led away.
But the family rose one at a time, starting with his minister uncle, and they crossed that, you know, aisle, that desolate aisle that separated Jesse's family and the victim's families.
It was the minister who reached out first to take the hand of Dan Harrington, Morgan's father.
And then 10 more people rose. They started to sob, but the last to rise was Jesse's mother. And unlike all her other family members, she could not come all the way. She hung. She was stuck in this awful, abandoned, dead river of an aisle, and Jill rose in response to her predicament and slowly went over and enfolded her as if in slow motion, and they embraced each other and leaned on each other and whispered to each other for what seemed like an eternity.
Now Jill Harrington wants nothing less than for this book to literally save the next girl. That's the name of the nonprofit she founded after her daughter was killed. And after this book came out, she says, one of her readers told her that her daughter used to just roll her eyes at her mom's reminders to be safe out there. But then the daughter read this book.
She said, I get it. I understand. I will be more careful. I will buddy up and watch myself and my friends differently as a result from reading this. And I told her, Mama, thank you so much for telling me that. That's exactly what we want to do, is to change behaviors. Because, you know, I had a 17-year-old daughter who rolled her eyes too once upon a time.
I'm Robbie Harris.